Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my perplexing podcasts where you'll learn more about different species of animals that remain obscure. Ever heard of a fish out of water? It's bizarre, right? Well, how about a shark out of water? And that's where today's animal, the epaulette shark, comes in. Feeling a little toothy about this animal's abilities? And stick around then, chums, and I'll fill you in. The epaulette shark is a species of carpet shark, often known as a wobblegong, that are found in shallow waters of places like Australia and New Guinea. For those unaware, carpet sharks are flat-fronted fishes that spend most of their time swimming at the bottom of the seabed, as their sand-like pattern helps them to blend in to avoid becoming a much bigger shark's chew toy. For epaulette sharks, their appearance isn't what you'd expect for a shark. They look more like eels, with their long slender bodies and short dorsal fin. And what I'll describe soon enough will make them seem like a completely different species. But for now, let's talk about their diet. Being nocturnal, these mantle macos hunt during night hours, while they'll forage around the seabed looking for tasty crabs, shrimps and small fish to dine upon. Of course, like all sharks, electroreception is on their side, as this allows them to detect electric fields, especially the beating hearts of others nearby, and it all comes in the form of that large goblin-like nose. Now, remember what I said about epaulette sharks and what they can do that would blow your mind? Well, these sharks can actually walk on land and breathe air. This spectacular feat is usually performed when these land sharks have to move to a different tide pool or reef. However, it can even be out of pure predatory instinct, and yes, that means hunting whilst out of water. Similar to mudskippers, epaulette sharks have small paddle-like fins that help them to walk around when unsubmerged, being able to waddle up to 30 metres on dry land before needing to take another dip. And these guys are super good at holding their breath too, as they're able to survive without a particle of oxygen for up to 3 hours. 3 hours, I tell ya! Most fish can't hold their breath for a few minutes, or even a few seconds without taking a trip to Davy Jones's locker. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later!